Afternoons with Michael and Claire.
Eight past two, before 3 o'clock on 4BC, we'll talk to author Alan Roberts, who had a two-year trip from London to Cape Town via the Sahara Desert. Wow, that was very interesting. Deb Ray from Ray Organics as well.
You could have done that on a plane, really.
You could. That's a
more
massive,
comfortable.
Yeah, not on a motorbike.
Oh, I love this story, Pricey. This is It's a Gundawindi producer, Hamish, and his wife, Nicole. Mm. They've started the Naughty Goat Farm. I just love the name, for starters. And, well, the story's really good. We've got Hamish on the phone, and Hamish can tell us. Hi, Hamish.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Claire. How are you?
We love the Naughty Goat Farm. Are the goats naughty?
They certainly are. Yeah. They do everything they can to get into the house yard and chew on our lovely organic vegetables that we grow.
Well, and they also eat fences, clotheslines, corners of your house, don't they?
They try to keep them out of the house yard as best we can.
Now, this is a great story. You had a friend that was diagnosed with cancer, and you can fill us in how this happened.
Sure. Look, a friend of mine was diagnosed with cancer, and actually also my mother, with breast cancer of the lung, which is sadly incurable. But as a result of that, my friend went to Radiation Oncology Queensland for treatment in the Toowoomba branch, and she called me up incredibly excited after her first treatment. She said, "They've given me an information pack that recommends unscented goat's milk soap." And she said, "And you make that?" And I said, "Yes, yeah, we do." And she's certainly one of our customers as well. She said, "You've got to contact these people." So we picked up the phone and gave Radiation Oncology Queensland a call. And they were fantastic in dealing with us and have enabled us to offer to all of their patients that they have that are having radiation treatment for cancer a bar of our unscented soap. The total number of patients they have through Radiation Oncology Queensland branches is around 2,100 a year and growing, sadly. We've offered to donate for every one of those patients a bar of our unscented soap with a total cost per year, a retail cost of around $12,500.
Wow. So this is goat's milk soap. And so how does it help with sensitive skin, Hamish?
It's very pH neutral, and there's also no chemicals in there, so we don't use anything like titanium dioxide or parabens or any of the other detergents, whiteners and hardeners that a lot of the commercial soaps use.
And we know they're eating organic veggies.
That's right. No, they eat very well at Naughty Goat Farm.
That's amazing, and it's just a small farm. It's quite extraordinary that you're able to donate that much.
Look, we are a very small farm. We're very lucky that we're able to do that, but it's certainly something that, it's a two-way street. We've been able to offer that, and in return, we're talking to you now, so it benefits our business as well and enables us to grow. And as we grow, hopefully we will be able to offer this to even more people to help them. We'd like to be able to expand out to the other branches of Radiation Oncology Queensland over the coming year. But we really need the support of people to buy our products and to stock our products in chemists and pharmacies so that we can continue on.
So, again, not for just the radiation oncology patients. If you do have sensitive skin in general, you're being implored to go out and buy this, and so you can actually assist the people that really need it going through the radiation.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're saying. It's a way that we can help, and if people can help by stocking our product in the way of pharmacies and also customers that have got problems with dermatitis and eczema and psoriasis, it's incredibly good for those conditions, and acne as well, we recommend. And people that just wanting to lead a more natural, healthy life that want to get away from some of those commercial chemicals, it's an option for them.
Oh, it's so good. We've all had friends that are struggling through chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and you know how nauseous they are, and just the slightest perfume can really make it a lot worse.
Exactly, and certainly some of the scents, even if they are natural scents like essential oils, which we use in some of our flavoured products, we do have a range of products, and they're not all unscented. But yes, even the natural scents can set people off as far as nausea go, and also the bombardment that their body is having through radiation and chemo can actually set their skin to become very sensitive. And certainly, the more natural the products that they can use, the better it will be for them in the long run.
And I know it is a little bit more expensive than your average soap, obviously, because there's a lot of production that goes into it. So it's actually quite expensive to manufacture, isn't it, when you have to keep all those things out?
Yes, all of those things out, and also every bar of our soap has one-third goat's milk in it. So we're very heavy on the content of goat's milk. And the goat's milk has naturally occurring vitamins and minerals and proteins, which really helps with the soap and helps with soothing the skin. So we certainly don't skimp on anything, and we make sure that our products are as natural as possible. They're all handmade. We don't use machinery or anything. They are made with our own hands. We don't have a huge production at this stage, but we are growing, and as we grow, we'll ramp up production as well. So,
what other products have you got? Do you sell the milk as well?
No, we don't. It's very difficult with the government regulations to sell milk. You have to be a registered dairy, and it becomes very hard to do that. But we do have a range. We also have bees on the property, and we use the beeswax after we've extracted the honey, which we sell in very small quantities, normally just to locals. We actually create lip balms, a range of lip balms, and we use the beeswax for the lip balms, and they're very popular as well. We also have a range. We've got the range of 8 different scented and unscented soaps, and then we also have a flowing soap as well, and we're soon to go into moisturisers as well, goat's milk moisturisers.
Oh, see, first they had the Gundawindi Grey, now they've got the Naughty Goats.
Gundawindi Goats, I love it. Hey, well done to you, Hamish. This is fantastic, and
it is
very inspiring. The fact that you had this product at hand, and you know, it came to you when the information from ROQ basically said, "Hey, it's good for people, the goat's milk," and you've decided to do a whole bunch of great things. Kudos to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for taking the time to call me today. It certainly helps spread our message, and hopefully it'll spread the news about our products, and we hope that people give us a call and talk to us about stocking the products and purchasing the products directly as well.
Good on you. It's a good idea, because when you have a friend going through that, you think, what can I do to help? That's a small thing. Get them a bar of goat soup. Hamish, all day price is going to go. I'm going to call it goat soup. I just know I am. And I was going, no, you won't. And yes, I was the one to do it.
Yeah. We were talking about the Rolling
Stones. Quite a bit, believe me.
Yeah. Good on you. Hamish Gale, the owner of Naughty Goat. Love your work. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Cheers.
Hey, Hamish.